WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 55 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Domestic issues dominated the discussion at last night's town hall meeting hosted by Congressman Bill Flores in Bryan.
Responding to a couple of questions about immigration reform, Flores called on a comprehensive set of solutions that included multiple forms of work visas that did not harm the American labor force.
You might need an ag visa so that those folks that do ag labor can come in and work for the farmers who need help here. We've got a hotel, hotels here in town that pay folks $10, $11 an hour, but they can't get enough help. And so maybe you have a hospitality visa.
Flores does not expect Obamacare to return to the U.S. Supreme Court. He expects Washington to hear from Americans as they start receiving health insurance applications in the mail and those who start feeling the impact of new taxes. He also says funding's been restored to members of the military taking college classes, which had been cut by sequestration. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There have been ripple effects from last weekend's murders of the Kaufman County District Attorney and his wife. Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk has been among those in conversations about how to address local concerns.
Personally, I've talked with Jarvis Parsons, the DA, and we're on the same page and have discussed things that we can do right now to help alleviate some concerns, and then where we need to go if we have a directed threat or if things need to be stepped up.
Kirk says those who visit the courthouse won't see any visible changes in how they address security unless there is a directed threat. The city of College Station plans to spend $24 million during the next 10 years in the recently annexed Welburn community. Future development regulations will be considered at tomorrow's College Station Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The proposal, introduced at last week's City Council meeting by staff planner Matt Robinson, includes 10 land use designations.
They vary from 1 acre, 2 acre, 3 acre plus single family to also include small scale commercial, business park, institutional public, and then the yellow tract that I had highlighted earlier, which is the Welburn Restricted Suburban, 20,000 square foot single family, clustered down to 8,000 square foot with some opportunity for commercial along 2154.
More than 20 meetings have been held since Welburn was annexed a year and a half ago. The City Council considers final action at its meeting on April 25th. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. Drug screening the neediest Texans is being debated at the Capitol. State Rep. Debbie Riddle's bill calls for drug screening all TANF recipients, those receiving temporary assistance for needy families.
We want to make sure that children have every opportunity to succeed and be reared in a home with drug-free guardians or parents.
Calling for drug testing certain unemployment recipients for benefits is scheduled for a committee vote later today. And if you know any children whose parents have or have had cancer, A&M students working with Camp Kesem want to bring a little magic to their lives. In fact, fundraising coordinator and counselor Chris Hensley says Kesem is the Hebrew word for magic.
They get the chance to really be kids and kind of escape whatever stresses might be going on in their home lives. They get to go through different sports games and other outdoor activities, as well as like arts and crafts. They just get to interact with other kids their age that they've seen at camp before and truly have fun and be kids.
The camp is free for the families and completely funded by student volunteers and fundraising events. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the camp's webpage. And a correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing begins at 10 this morning in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room located in the County Administration Building. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan-College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
712, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Storm system will be pulling slowly out of the state over the next 24 hours. Clouds and some leftover showers today, 60 to 65. There's the chance of a couple of showers tonight. We're going to be near 50. During the day tomorrow, it's going to become partly sunny and highs will be near 60. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 50 degrees. High pressure settles in across the area on Friday. Friday looks very nice. Lots of sun, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Kelsey Bone having a press conference with Coach Blair to determine whether she's going to stay or become a pro. Yu Darvish goes all the way into the ninth with a perfect game. Two outs. Didn't end well. Share that and a whole lot more with sports coming up for you, and we'll do that for you about 7:50.
You know what that is?
No.
Yeah, that's... Those are cicadas.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a bunch of
that
cicadas.
Like I thought that was a tornado
it
alarm.
It does. It sounds like that, doesn't it?
Sounds like an electronic cicada.
Yeah, it does. Anyway, entomologists forecasting a big old brood of 17-year cicadas this spring, all along the East Coast from the Carolinas to New York State. Yeah, Yankees deserve it. According to the website magiccicada.com or .org, the bugs are annoying, mostly harmless. They are. They really are.
They sound different from our cicadas.
Yeah, they do. Well, they're cold up there. though they can pose a threat to tree branches. An adult cicada usually lives for about 2 to 4 weeks.
You know, if you tie strings to them, they make neat little toys.
Go ahead.
You tie strings to their legs and they'll fly around in circles those old...
We did that with June beetles. We did that with June bugs.
June bugs, yeah. You don't call them June beetles at your house.
Well, sometimes on occasion.
She lives in a weird house.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, come on.
June beetles? I've never heard of them called June beetles.
I haven't either.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it is June bugs.
It is.
Only.
It's June bugs. It is. It's
Trust,
June bugs
yeah, it's
only.
It's June bugs.
And here's the thing. I don't know how they got June bugs as a name because, you know, they start showing up in March around here.
I tell you what, one of the creepiest things I ever saw was at a summer camp in Marble Falls where I worked. I was walking out, it was early dusk. And the entire athletic field was crawling. And I was like, what is going on? And it was thousands of June bugs hatching out of the ground. But it looked gross. It was like this mass.
It's like the Living Dead.
It was like, I don't know. It reminded me of the Mummy, the beetles that eat his flesh off. That's what it reminded me of.
I didn't see that.
Anyway.
Great. Glad for everybody who's eating breakfast this morning.
My tongue.
Yeah, get to enjoy that. No, but anyway, what they're saying is that the bugs come up above ground and, you know, then they breed so that they can make new cicadas, and during that time while they're underground, they basically stay alive by drawing fluid from the roots of plants.
No kidding.
And they are noisy, as we know. 90 decibels they can be.
No kidding?
Now, you see, that was a group that we had the audio of right there. And I don't know that I've ever heard a group. I mean, I'll hear a single one.
Right.
And I don't know, have you ever been in a situation where you heard really even more than one or two?
Not that, well, it's almost like a call and answer sometimes in the country, but you'd be one in one tree and then, you know, half mile away you'd hear the other one.
Yeah. They are, however, you understand, they are important. Cicadas form a vital link in the food chain between trees and hundreds of carnivores and omnivores. That means eat anything. It's like us.
Wow.
When they emerge from the ground, the cicadas aid their host trees by aerating the soil. And they also trim weaker branches when they lay their eggs.
Wait, you said they were 90 decibels?
90 decibels.
I just looked it up. A jackhammer is 100 decibels.
There you go. Well,
so they're only slightly less than a jackhammer.
Lawnmowers can be about 90 decibels. So there you go. Anyhow. But it's for the Yankees. It's got nothing to do with us. So
neener.
Yeah, they deserve that. So anyhow. New problem in communities across U.S. America.
Oh, good. Another one.
Yeah. The theft of metal storm drain grates.
Yep.
I mean, these things, they weigh about 250. Cover the drains, obviously. And that way, people don't drop in there. Because sometimes it can be a drop of about 10 feet.
Aren't the people that are selling it to you going to notice that, hey, this is
a
storm?
They don't care. It's scrap metal.
They don't care. Right. These things can go for $800 a pop, which adds up pretty quickly. More than 600 grates have been stolen in the city of Atlanta in the last few months.
Well, they've got lots of issues.
Well, does that tell you what kind of people are living in Atlanta? Go ahead.
If I'm not mistaken, over the weekend in Atlanta, they stole an ambulance and they drove it directly to the scrapyard.
Really?
The scrapyard called the police. But...
Wow. No, I misread this. They cost $800. They get $20 in scrap metal.
Oh, I'm surprised it's not more than that.
Yeah, $20.
You steal it for just $20?
Yeah.
Lame. It's probably worth more in just the effort it took to get it up and take it over there.
They got nothing else to do, and they, you know, maybe have habits they have to support, but just saying.
That was very genteel
of
you.
Nice. Yeah, anyway, they got it's costing the city $800 each to replace those, and they're getting $20. All right. Did you hear what happened in Rutgers with the basketball coach?
Yeah.
Now, this is bizarre, and again, this is Rutgers. Do we remember Don Imus?
Yes.
And his nappy-headed comment?
Yes.
From a few years ago that got him in, lots of trouble. Well, it's that Rutgers. Mike Rice, head basketball coach. A video emerged yesterday showing the head basketball coach shoving his players, cursing at them, calling them slurs. In one instance, he throws the ball directly at a player's head.
That's just like a junior high coach.
Yeah, no. When the university found out about it last year, its athletic director said they fined the coach $50,000 and suspended him for 3 games. That's it. Now people trying to figure out how he's still the coach and how Tim Pernetti is still the athletic director. See, here's what happened. The video, which has contained in hours of footage from 3 years' worth of practices, was given to ESPN by Eric Murdoch, who is the former director of player development. Now, Eric says that he was fired from the program because he brought that tape to the athletic department to show him what was going on.
I thought there was a whistleblower law.
Yeah. So he brings this to the athletic director, who, by the way, says he just saw it in November.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just saw it in November. So, obviously, this guy gets fired. He trots across to ESPN, which is really just up the road, and shows them the tape, and there you go. They put it out there. As for Rice, the school stood by his continued employment despite the 3 years of emotional and physical abuse, which is documented on the tape. He says he's undergone anger management. What is anger management, you know?
It's a movie.
Yeah, that's about right.
Actually, that movie made me really angry.
It'll be a short leash for him also, but of course, he is still there. Now, interestingly enough, they canceled the scheduled media appearance having to do with this, and we'll see where it goes from here. Obviously, all the sports talking heads are going crazy about it. But
sure.
Interesting. So the former director of player development takes it to the media. See how all that works out.
He'll never work again.
No, he won't.
Not doing that.
Bill Flores joins us in about 15 minutes, and also after that, the public polling policy has put out their latest poll and the results of a national survey about conspiracy theories.
Get your tinfoil hats.
Oh, it's scary. After we do that, you'll wonder why some of these people actually get to have the same number of votes that we do. But anyway. Oh, news alert. Wait. Saudi Arabia considering lifting its ban on women riding bicycles in public.
Yep.
Well.
Which means... what? They used to ride around their house?
No, well, what happened was one of the legislator's daughters was killed in an accident. She had been riding a bicycle, and so then he just was like, no women on bicycles.
Oh, really?
That's why that rule got put. You would think it was because of the Sharia law and all the...
Yeah,
you know,
it would. That's
but
what
actually, it was because a legislator's daughter was killed, and he sort of overreacted.
Sort of?
Okay, yeah, I'd say so. Let me say, a lawmaker overreacting. All right. Okay. It's not your alarm clock that woke up Mario Lozano in Houston earlier this week. Woke up rather in an abrupt way as an out-of-control car came right through his bedroom wall. Mario, he's 56, wasn't seriously hurt, but he was thrown.
And he wet the bed?
No, actually, he sleeps in an indoor hammock.
Really?
That's what it says here.
Hey, that's good.
I guess so. Anyway, he was thrown out of his indoor hammock onto the floor while the car came to rest just above him, his wife and one-year-old son in the next room, but were also uninjured. No word on what caused
the crash. He doesn't have a hammock for two?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he has to go in there because he snores. I have no idea. But
he has back problems.
Could be that.
That would hurt.
Or maybe he's actually Spider-Man.
Yeah, that could be. I would think that might hurt even more, actually, to be bent down like
that.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Not sure. All right, Apple might have its new version of the iPhone on store shelves this summer.
They need it.
Company plans to start production this quarter, though details are scarce. If any major changes would happen, and they'll be announced in September.
Their stocks are in the toilet.
Yeah, they really are. Source says that Apple also pushing ahead with plans for a cheaper version of the iPhone using a less expensive casing.
This would be the iPhone 1.
Yeah, we can't have that. iPhone-ette. yeah, for one thing, and that could also be out this summer as well, so we'll see how that happens, and so we'll see. Finally, 722. Finally, this is a pretty interesting story. A Washington State 911 dispatcher called on his mom to rescue a stranded boater because his mom was closer and was able to respond to the emergency scene faster.
Wow.
I bet she gets in trouble for it because she's not a licensed responder.
The dispatcher received the call Sunday afternoon from a 45-year-old woman who said that she'd become stranded on a piling on the Columbia River. The dispatcher alerted the sheriff's office to the plight of the woman whose kayak had sunk and whose companion had left the area to seek help. The dispatcher said it then occurred to her to alert her own family, as they live in the area and they operate boats. The dispatcher's mom, who's an avid kayaker, and other family members quickly reached the stranded woman with a kayak and a skiff. The woman was cold, shaken, but did not require medical care. But yeah, you're right. You're right. This could end up not going well for that simple
reason. Because we're not allowed to think for ourselves.
No, you can't do that.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the brands Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Seriously? You're kidding. It can't be.
But it is. April is free at Aggieland Fitness Dome.
I don't believe it.
Believe it. Register as a new member between now and April 8th to work out at Aggieland Fitness Dome this month for free. This is no joke. April is free at the Dome. Group fitness classes, state-of-the-art equipment, on-site childcare, and more. All free for new members this month.
Really?
Really. But this special offer is only available through April 8th. Call the office now for all the details. 690-3663. That's 690-DOME.
When it's time to choose a pediatrician, wouldn't it be great if you could find a place where all the physicians are board certified by the American Academy of Pediatrics, or a practice that's been voted best of the Brazos Valley, or maybe a practice with 3 Texas Monthly Superdoctors on staff? At University Pediatric Association, you'll find all that and more. For 35 years, UPA has cared for generations of Brazos Valley families, and we're ready to help take care of yours. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Good morning. It's 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. 775-2-WAY. High temperature today. And by the way, I think the rain's pretty well out of here. We certainly got enough of it last night, so that was kind of fun. But anyhow, look for a high temperature today. Probably a little bit cooler with the north winds at 66 degrees. Do still have a 50% chance of rain in the forecast, so we'll leave it there. And then a 50-50 chance of showers for tonight. On Thursday, it's a 20% chance of rain with a high of 62. Then Friday, 72, and Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at highs of about 78 degrees or so. There is rain up to the northeast of us, about 60 miles, and that'll take you all the way into probably East Texas up to Tyler and such. Down toward Houston, looks clear, and over toward Austin, you're not going to be in any rain. And again, looking at 63 degrees out there.
Hi, I'm Bob. My wife and I have been working with Robin Roberts, certified consulting hypnotist, to drop the weight, and it's worked. Her virtual gastric band program, combined with her great meal plan, has helped us drop over 40 pounds so far. We've made lasting changes to how and what we eat, and Robin's been with us every step of the way. You never feel like, do this or else. She has been a big help, so worth the effort. Give her a call. She can help you drop the weight, get a new lease on life. Visit RobinRobertsCH.com.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
80 miles east of San Francisco is Stockton, California, a city with 300,000 people. Last June, Stockton became the largest U.S. city to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection. Now, the bondholders took Stockton to court, and they argued first that the city hadn't done everything possible to pay their debts, like sell real estate assets. Second, they argued that the bondholders are being unfairly hit with most of the pain. Although bonds account for only 7% of the city's total budget, the city is demanding that bondholders absorb 44% of the concessions. The government unions, on the other hand, were not asked for any concessions on their generous pension plans, the same pension plans that contributed to the city having to file for bankruptcy in the first place. On Monday, at the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Sacramento, Judge Christopher Klein sided with the city, and he allowed them to continue restructuring under Chapter 9. His ruling could very well mean that Stockton will be the first American city to force bondholders to take less than the principal they're owed on government bonds. Now, you remember when Obama took over GM, he told those bondholders to take a hike. Their legitimate investment was deemed worthless in favor of the unions, and now it's Stockton. Now, you can bet that every muni bondholder is wondering if we're headed to Cyprus, where private investment can be raided or made worthless overnight.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
The IRS issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my listeners. Here's Mayor Rudy Giuliani with a LifeLock identity theft alert.
As a mayor and former federal prosecutor, fighting crime has always been my mission. Now I'm taking on identity theft. The problem has become such a global concern, you can no longer think it will never happen to you. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too.
Consumers beware. Identity thieves know that virtually everything they need to steal your identity and life savings is on your tax forms. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and my special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bianski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 54 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A correction to the time of this morning's court hearing regarding the proposed landfill west of College Station. The hearing will start at 10 this morning in downtown Bryan at the County Commission's meeting room, located in the County Administration Building. A group of Aggie students are working hard to provide a completely free week of camp for kids affected by parents with cancer. Fundraising coordinator Chris Hensley says community support is vital to run Camp Kesem.
College students like myself volunteer to fundraise throughout the entire academic year. And so other ways that people can get involved is they can donate to our organization to help put on the camp, as well as come to some of our different events. We have some events on campus, and one of our bigger events this semester is actually in Houston. Coming up this weekend, we have a Make the Magic event.
Hensley says Make the Magic is a brunch and silent auction where parents and campers will share their experiences. For more details or to register a child for camp, you can find a link on our website at WTAW.com. More than 1 year and more than 20 meetings in the making, Welburn area residents and the City of College Station have reached a proposed agreement on future land use regulations.
So from where we started and where we ended, it's been a very, very positive process. And obviously there was some compromise through all these meetings.
Staff planner Matt Robinson says the plan includes the size of residential lots and homes.
Generally on the west side of the railroad tracks, you're going to have your lower density. So 3 acres, 1 acre, 2 acres. On the east side, you're going to have a little bit more opportunity for moderate density.
On our website at WTAW.com is the 61-page proposal calling for the city to spend $24 million over the next 10 years. The Planning and Zoning Commission takes up the plan tomorrow, then it goes to the City Council on April 25th. Recent international events were brought up last night during Congressman Bill Flores' town hall meeting in Bryan.
Flores addressed recent threats made by North Korea's president, who he described as crazy, nuts, and really dangerous with the missiles and nuclear program that country has.
I worry about this young man that's a leader of North Korea. I worry about what he's trying to do to motivate his, to you know, win the hearts and minds of his citizens. And then also show how he's the bully in the world.
Asked about a United Nations treaty to regulate the global arms trade, Flores doesn't think the Senate will ratify it, adding if the Senate did do something stupid and ratify it, we'll be trying to undo that in the House as quick as we can. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And Brazos County Sheriff and District Attorney have been talking security since the murders of prosecutors in Kaufman County. Sheriff Chris Kirk says it brings to mind the risks of working in the criminal justice system.
Certainly very concerned about what's happening up there. Although it does appear to be localized, we're not going to take any chances until we know for sure that it is something that's just particular to that area, or if it's a group that might reach out and create some havoc elsewhere in the state.
Kirk says he and Jarvis Parsons are on the same page to alleviate current concerns, as well as what would be done if there is a direct threat. And every living and former president will be in Dallas later this month for the opening of former President George W. Bush's presidential library at SMU. The White House says President Barack Obama and the First Lady will attend, and political analyst John Weakley says the president doesn't have to come to these things.
Obviously, the Bush Center and Library invited him and Mrs. Obama, and I think it's a tribute to President Bush if the president and First Lady show up.
He says it will also be a good chance for the president to do some fundraising. The event will be held April 25th. It will open to the public on May 1st. WTOW News Time is 7:34. It's 54 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Tired of leaving town to attend meetings? The Brazos County Expo is waiting to host your next event, located in the heart of the Brazos Valley and in the center of the Metropolitan Triangle. We can accommodate any size group up to a 2,500-person conference. Interested in a trade show? We can handle that too, up to 150 booths. Host your meetings right here at home at the Brazos County Expo. Let our experts help plan your next meeting. Visit BrazosCountyExpo.com. They're your meetings, too. Bring it home to the Brazos County Expo.
Good morning, 7:36, the Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Storm system will be pulling slowly out of the state over the next 24 hours. Clouds and some leftover showers today, 60 to 65. There's the chance of a couple of showers tonight. We're going to be near 50. During the day tomorrow, it's going to become partly sunny and highs will be near 60. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 50 degrees. High pressure settles in across the area on Friday. Friday looks very nice. Lots of sun, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Kevin
O'Connor, WTA.
I know you're drinking that latte that Bill brought you.
Thank you so much, Congressman Bill.
Well, you're very welcome, Kat. It's great to be on News Talk 1620 this morning.
Okay, what's going on in sports?
Coming up in sports, we'll find out what's going to happen with Kelsey Bone a little bit later on in a press conference, whether she's going to stay at A&M or go pro. Aggie baseball last night had to sit out the weather, and they were thankful they did. Yu Darvish comes ever so close to a perfect game. All with sports coming up in about 12 minutes.
All right.
All right, and as you hear, Bill Floor is not only in the district but in the studio this morning. So we and I'd never had a latte until he brought one this morning, and so I
really
I thought we were going to let that out.
That's all right. I don't mind saying that. I can't afford one, but you know, it's nice to drink one anyway.
Nothing to make you feel special, like having a congressman bring you coffee.
Dang straight, I'll tell you right. That's for sure.
One of us didn't get one.
Oh, who's that? You didn't get one.
I'm just giving him a hard time because I drink the monsters. In the
We offered him one, but he said he liked those canned energy drinks.
He takes his caffeine in a different way. So you had a town hall forum last night, opportunity to hear from the constituents. Kind of give me your overview of that, if you would.
Well, we had a great attendance, and one of the things I was really pleased with is we had a larger number of young people attend than I had expected. We have several students there from Blinn and also a few from A&M, so it's always good to see the younger part of our population getting interested in what's going on in Washington. In terms of an overview, most of the questions were on immigration, I think. We had a couple of questions on North Korea. I spent most of my time in the introductory parts of the presentation talking about the economy and jobs and the new budget that the House passed a couple of weeks ago.
Let's talk there for the budget for just a minute, because something that obviously y'all were able to say about the Senate is no longer true. They passed a budget.
That's correct. We started out by passing a law back in January called No Budget, No Pay. And this had a lot of grassroots support all across the country, and so it made it really impossible for the Senate to not do their job correctly. And so they stepped up and passed a budget, and now we have the opportunity to show two visions for America. One is based on more spending and more taxes, and the other one's based on getting our fiscal condition under control and balancing our budget in 10 years.
You know, one of the things that came up in the forum last night was the idea of a zero-based budget,
right?
Which is kind of the way that everybody has to operate.
The real world.
But that's not the way things are done in D.C.
Right, and most of our listeners know that Washington operates under something called a baseline, and that's basically you take last year's spending, you inflate it a little bit, and you assume that everything continues on as is. Well, all our listeners know the real world doesn't operate that way, and so we have proposed budget reforms that include us going to zero-based budgeting, just like Texas A&M does, or our businesses here, or our families. You start at zero, and you build your budget up piece by piece.
Yeah, because we end up finding out that you guys pat yourselves on the back when the increase isn't as much as we thought it was going to be. That's not the way that we live in our
world.
Well,
be careful about us.
Well, okay, but you know, that's
yes, you're right. Most of Washington pats itself on the back. I find it pretty offensive when we say we're cutting versus an increased budget versus cutting year over year.
We'll dig a little deeper into immigration in a minute, but first thing that I find interesting is this may in fact end up being the bipartisan issue that actually can have some movement.
Knock on wood. I'm hoping that it is something that we address. It is a key issue in this country, not only for those folks that are in that situation, for the jobs that are displaced by those that can't get a job because of illegal immigration, and then also the cloud over the economy that we have that we could fix if we can address this issue properly.
Well, immigration is an interesting issue, obviously, in Texas. For decades, it's been here. We've known it. We've known that there were undocumented or illegals, as we've certainly called them. That may be politically incorrect. It's always been really actually a part of the Texas economy.
It has been, particularly in agricultural sectors and some of the meat packing sectors and things like that. But, you know, we need to find a way to address this issue.
Obviously, people come at this from many different directions because some people are impacted, some people are not impacted at all. And last night I thought you probably tried to do an overview of this, but we don't really know what the Gang of Eight has put together yet. Is there anything that you can basically tell us about?
Well, Marco Rubio came over to the House, GOP, before we broke for this particular recess, and he walked us through the pieces of it. Some of what he talked about I liked. Some of what he talked about I wasn't real comfortable with. And primarily what I don't like is the messaging they're using. They're talking about a path to citizenship, and really what we need to be talking about is a path to legal status. Even though they say path to legal to citizenship, it does take a very long time for somebody who's here illegally today to ultimately become a citizen. But most folks that came here illegally came here for economic opportunity. They didn't come to become a citizen. So let's just talk about a path to legal status. Doesn't prevent them from becoming naturalized later on down the road after they've taken care of all the other steps to become a permanent resident.
What would you say that this bipartisan agreement is merely that both parties want to feel like they are embracing new potential voters?
I don't know that it's so much about new potential voters as it is about getting a big issue resolved. And I am glad to see both parties being able to work together on it. Now, I don't know what the political outcome will be in terms of, you know, if you have new voters and who they're going to vote for. I don't know. It's too hard for me to be able to determine that direction. On one hand, I think the Democrats say, hey, we to these new prospective voters, we gave you the right to vote, and so you should vote for us. On the other hand, as a member of the Republican Party, I can say, look, we're the party of economic opportunity and family values, and we more closely align with your values than with the Democrats do, so you should vote for us. I'm not worrying about that at this point. I'm trying to say, let's get this issue resolved.
Bill Flores joining us in the studio today. Just, I don't know if you've heard this or not, the New York Times seriously considering eliminating the phrase illegal immigrant from its coverage of immigration issues.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're driving down the road and you don't have your driver's license has been suspended, are you an illegal driver or an undocumented driver? I mean, you're really both. And
right.
So is it politically incorrect to say you're an illegal driver? I don't think so. So if you're here and you violate the law, you're here illegally. And so I think this political correctness has just gone over the top.
Let's talk for a minute about a hometown issue, and that is Easterwood and the tower there. It's now going to be remain open, but it's going to be funded on the state level. TxDOT says that they'll do that for Easterwood and other airports in Texas that were not going to be manned. What is the potential of that being a continuing expense for the state of Texas?
Well, I don't think it will be a continuing expense for the state of Texas after October 1st. I believe we'll get this tower situation resolved when we do the 2014 appropriations bills. I do applaud our state leadership for stepping into the breach. It's unfortunate the state of Texas always has to step up when the federal government fails. I mean, you look at border security. The state of Texas is spending tens of millions of dollars to address our border security because the federal government fails to do its job. Same thing with the air traffic control towers. So I applaud our state leaders. And the state has agreed to step up for 3 months, and I'm hopeful that we can have the resolution to the sequester so that they don't have to do it for another 3 months. But if I were the state of Texas, I'd get ready to do it for a full 6 months.
Doesn't happen very often, but both senators and the governor together in Austin earlier this week talking about Medicaid and funding, and they're standing pretty staunch in not wanting to take the Obama carrot, if you will. How's that going to play in Washington?
I fully support the direction that the governor's going and that our state leadership is going. And I think the governor expressed it very well when he said Medicaid expansion is like putting a third more people onto the Titanic and expecting a different outcome after it hits the iceberg. Medicaid is a bankrupt system, and adding more people just makes it bankrupt more quickly, and it creates this bigger financial problem for the states to deal with. Now, they won't have to deal with it for 3 years, assuming the federal government can afford to pay the increased Medicaid cost, and I don't think that it can. But even if it could, beginning out in years 4 or 5 and 6 and on later on, the states are going to wind up spending an even larger share of their state budgets on Medicaid than they do today. And Medicaid is already encroaching on the quality of our state education, both higher ed, K-12. We don't need any more expense on state government that's mandated by Washington.
Bill Flores is joining us this morning. At first, it seemed like the idea of the White House and Congress and corporate America were all going to be able to agree that everybody should play by the same tax rules. Now, yesterday, the United States Chamber of Commerce said that it wants to have the tax rewrite protect breaks for capital investment, like new machinery and such. And they're asking Ways and Means to preserve a set of incentives that would make it easier for business to build factories and buy equipment. Are they now backing down from the idea that corporations should be paying taxes?
Well, let me put it this way. When we started talking about tax reform, I had every different type of company come into my office and say, you know, you've got to protect this tax break or the other. And I would say that's the wrong way to start, because what we need to do with our tax code is start with a white sheet of paper like this one right here and say, build it up from there. And so I said, my advice to you, Mr. Manufacturing company or oil and gas company or Mr. High-tech company, is go build a capital cost recovery system that's agnostic across industries. So whether you're in your Apple computer or your Exxon, when you invest money in R&D or capital assets or drilling wells or whatever, that you get a capital cost recovery system that doesn't look any different than anybody else. And we can, if we do that in our tax code, and I know I'm getting into the weeds here, but if we do that in our tax code, you won't have any of the preferences or corporate welfare that you see today.
Well, and that's not so far out in the weeds in that it says fairness.
It's fairness and equality for all different companies. There's no reason for the lady that owns the dry cleaning shop here in Bryan College Station to be treated differently than Exxon or Apple or anybody else.
Certainly. Finally, let's turn to the international scene. The rhetoric has ramped up considerably in North Korea. Your thoughts on the response from the government so far?
Well, if the problem is our response has been talking. And if we had showed strength from the outset, for instance, four years ago, the administration decided to pull back on our plans to develop anti-missile systems to protect our west coast in Alaska. And then later on, it decided to pull back from our plans to have missile defense systems in Eastern Europe. Well, that sends the wrong signal. That says to the rest of the world, look, we might not be willing to protect ourselves. We might not be willing to protect our allies. That's the wrong signal. Now, you saw recently where we decided we're going to go ahead and add 14 missile defense systems back to that portfolio that was undone a few years ago. We need to do more things. Instead of talking, we need to be doing more. I'm having more doing, if you will.
Well, we'll look forward to seeing what happens as far as that goes. Hey, thanks for coming in this morning. I know that you had a busy schedule while you were in town, and appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with us.
Great to be with you, Scott and Kat and Kevin, and I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
Thanks a lot.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, spirit of Texas faith.
spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Hi, I'm Bob. My wife and I have been working with Robin Roberts, a certified consulting hypnotist, to drop the weight, and it's worked. Her virtual gastric band program, combined with her great meal plan, has helped us drop over 40 pounds so far. We've made lasting changes to how and what we eat, and Robin's been with us every step of the way. You never feel like, do this or else. She has been a big help, so worth the effort. Give her a call. She can help you drop the weight, get a new lease on life. Visit RobinRobertsCH.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Pain has been called a messenger telling us that something is wrong. But messages are only helpful if you understand what they mean. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Now, I can tell you that from experience, because it happened to me on a motorcycle wreck a few years ago, thanks to a winding mountain road. Obviously, it's not the sort of thing I hope to experience again, but if there was anything positive about my injury, it was this. The connection between my physical brokenness and the pain was all too obvious because of a broken and dislocated ankle. But those with emotional pain often tell a different story. It's much harder to connect symptoms to their cause. You can't always see the source of the problem, so the pain can be mistaken for other issues. Counselors, for example, will tell you depression is often confused with fatigue or dismissed as laziness. Even overeating is often not recognized as a messenger of emotional pain. And as a result, our struggles go untreated and steadily grow worse. And that's why we need trusted people in our lives that can help us interpret the messages of emotional pain and see what it's really all about. And the first step starts with you reaching out to a friend or trained counselor. And if you need someone to talk to, call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. In a game that went well past midnight, the Aggies weathered a 3-hour and 12-minute rain delay and a Roadrunners advantage due to, in large part, a couple of errors the Aggies had in the first inning that gave UTSA a 3-run lead in the top. The Aggies bounced back after the delay and recorded an 11-4 win over UTSA at Olsen last night. Aggies continue their 8-game homestand with a 3-game SEC set against the Auburn Tigers that starts Friday. First pitch set for 6:35, and all the action, of course, live here on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Changing gears now in a big way, the Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban would be willing to give Baylor's Brittany Griner the opportunity to prove she could play in the NBA. Cuban said he would consider selecting Griner, the 6'8 6'8 senior, three-time All-American, and Big 12 Player of the Year in the second round of the NBA draft. If the Mavs don't draft her, Cuban said he would have no problem whatsoever, end quote, inviting Griner to try out for a spot on Dallas's summer league team. In a somewhat related note, Kelsey Bone, who was just named the third-team All-American squad, and Coach Blair will hold a press conference today at 11 a.m. to discuss the junior's intentions concerning whether to stay at A&M or to turn pro.
Kid into the corner, Anthony, pull up three. It's good. Season high from Anthony. He has been shooting darts tonight. 47 points.
Melo tied his career high with 50 points in the Knicks 102-90 win over Miami. Now, that gave New York a 3-1 win in the season series between the Eastern Conference heavyweights. In a game that has playoff ramifications, Kobe Bryant had 23 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists for a triple-double in the Lakers' 101-81 victory over the Mavs. Here's Kobe on the Lakers' run to the playoffs.
A lot of commitment, man. It's just, it was a 24-7 sacrifice, and yeah, I can't afford to take any days off.
Dwight Howard added 24, 12 rebounds for a double-double for the Lakers, and Chris Kaman led the Mavs with 14 points.
He comes slowly set and delivers. Backdoor slider, strike three call. Number 14 in the strikeout column for Darvish. 12 of them on sliders.
Yu Darvish came within one out of a perfect game last night in the Texas Rangers 7-0 shutout of the Houston Astros. Darvish had 14 strikeouts before Marwin Gonzalez grounded a single through his legs in the bottom of the ninth with two outs. Here's Darvish through a translator following the heartbreaker.
I think my teammates were more disappointed than I was, even if I got the complete game today. You know, it's not going to translate to 3 or 5 wins. It's a win. Win's a win. So I think my teammates are a little bit more disappointed than I am.
NCAA hoops saw Pierre Jackson. He had 24 points and 10 assists last night as Baylor beat BYU 76-70 to reach the National Invitational Tournament title game. Corey Jefferson added 21, and Isaiah Austin had a double-double for the Bears, and Baylor will face off against Iowa in the NIT Championship. In the NHL, the Dallas Stars dealt the 10th leading NHL goal scorer of all time, Jaromir Jagr, to the Boston Bruins. The deal for two prospects and a draft pick came just 6 days after the Bruins thought they'd obtained forward Jerome Iginla from the Calgary Flames, only to learn that Iginla had been traded to Pittsburgh. Weather permitting, the fourth-ranked Texas A&M women's tennis team will make a run out of the SEC for a little bit to take on a former Big 12 foe in the 42nd-ranked Baylor Bears. That game is this afternoon, 5 o'clock, the first serve at the Hurd Tennis Center in Waco. And finally, junior Katerina Rezakova paced the Aggies' attack, finishing in seventh individually. The Aggies stayed at seventh place in the SDSU Farms Invitational in Rancho Santa Fe, California yesterday. Rezakova finished in the top 10 for the first time this year. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for t-shirts. Call 696-3886 or go to the website at awardsandmoreinc.com. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary Drive in Texas, across from Luby's.
We're in the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And when I went to buy my home, I wanted to have all my homework. So I had figured out about what I thought I could afford. And it turns out that it wasn't even close.
You used one of the online calculators,
yeah,
right?
Something online, absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. I really caution people about that because those mortgage calculators only show principal and interest.
Okay.
They don't include taxes and insurance, and you've got to make sure that you include that in the amount.
Well, what are the taxes here, for instance?
Good question. Again, you're full of them today. You know, a lot of people think that College Station has a higher tax rate. That's, in fact, not the case. Bryan has a 2.4% tax rate, and inside the city limits of College Station is 2.25%. So one other thing to note is if you're putting less than 20% down, you want to make sure that you're calculating in your mortgage insurance, unless you're working with a lender that's been able to provide you a product to where you don't have to pay your mortgage.
Well, and there's a lot of different kind of loans now, too, specifically where there's the 80-20-20 and stuff, and they can find out all that from you guys, correct?
We can point them in the right direction. We're fortunate to have some great, great local lenders here.
At ZARealestate.com.
Wow, your customers and clients Texas style at the Texas Trading Post. Texas Trading Post is College Station's local online store for Texas gifts. And this ain't our first rodeo. We've supplied VIP gifts for IBM, Texas A&M, Shell Oil, British Petroleum, USA Rugby Association, and many, many more. Find your next corporate gift at txtraders.com.
Howdy, this is Linda Harvell. Thanks for voting the Texas Trading Post best online shopping in the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at txtraders.com.
I want to thank once again Bill Flores from coming this morning. We'll talk to Charles Schwertner, state senator, in a few minutes, and also